That has started. It has started. It has begun. It has begun right now. Hello, everyone. I'm gonna make sure I press the buttons the correct way. Hello, everyone, and this is a generic live show for Thursday. The 4th of December 2014. It is currently 10:33 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Screw your daylight savings time. I'm Dale Campbell, delivering your weekly dose of genericness from around Australia and the world. Boy, it is great to be back. It's fantastic to be back in the generic chair. It just feels so fuller. And I mean, we had the hiatus, and we're back, and it just feels so great to be back. I've been saying this all week, so I'm gonna not say it for the rest of the week. Actually, I will say it for the rest of the week. I'll say it 5 times if I have to. Actually, I will have to. Hey, but no, thank you everyone for the great feedback and support over the hiatus. But you know, we're not, we haven't been kept down. So let's get in to some of the headlines, shall we? There we go. Here's some of our headline talk. Breaking news. Beep 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 beep. Thank you, Aaron, for sending me this one right before the show started, actually, around half hour ago. Since the next gen re-release of GTA 5 for Xbox One and PlayStation 4, there have been complaints surrounding the game's treatment of women. Surprise, surprise. This is my surprised face, everyone. Following a petition bearing tens of thousands of signature, Tajay has bowed to community pressure and decided to remove the game from sale, despite the fact that the game made it through the classification board of an R18 plus rating and went on sale around the country, as in this fine nation that we call Australia. Tajay has made a decision to pull the title following this evening, as in yesterday evening, following feedback from customers. While Tajay means feedback, is pressure steaming mostly from a petition which generated almost 40,000 signatures a day? Quote, "This is a game," as in GTA 5, "is a game that encourages players to murder women for entertainment. The incentive is to commit sexual violence against women, then abuse or kill them to proceed and get health points. And now targets are stocking and promoting it for your Xmas stocking." The petition from Nicole, Claire, and Kat begins. When they talk about sexual violence against women specifically, they mean the ability for players to, quote, "run down, run over, set alliance, and still screaming rapidly shoot," end quote, sex workers and other female non-player characters. Quote, "This mis generic GTA 5 literally makes a game of bashing, killing, horrifying violence against women. We have first-hand experience of this kind of sexual violence. It haunts us, and we've been trying to rebuild our lives ever since. Just knowing that women are being portrayed as depriving to be sexually used by men and potentially murdered for sport and pleasure, to see this violence we have lived through turned into a form of entertainment is sickening and causes us great pain and harm," the petition adds. Now, I would hate to be confidential. I would hate to be confidential. I would hate to become controversial and say, I have one question, and one question only, and you can feel free to send your feedback or send your hate mail to me. But my point is, Why hasn't this been an issue before? I will leave that there. Into other news now. And I think the show title will be I'll Hate to Be Confidential. It may seem a little strange for two massive tech companies fighting for your attention to track virtual Santa around the world each year because Santa Claus is totally real. Again, I'd hate to be confidential, but Santa Claus is real. But that's exactly why Microsoft and Google are doing. Microsoft Santa Tracker offers the backing of NORDAD, as well as support of several donation services like Toys for Tots. But after Google's updated tracker for 2014, it's clear where you should be pointing your browser or smartphone for tracking the big man in red this year. No, that's not me on a Saturday night. Calling these yearly presentations a simple Santa tracker is almost insulting at this point. Each service represents a ton of work with advent calendars that unlock games and information about the holiday celebrations all over the world. The amount of energy that goes into these experiences, and now extend from your browser to mobile apps, is truly unbelievable. Where Google's experience stands apart from Microsoft's offering a sense of utility, in a way that has not yet been done by anyone else, Google's Santa Tracker looks and feels like it was built from the ground up for this one purpose, and the end result is fantastic. Yeah, I haven't done a show for months, so my reading abilities are a bit off. But my comment on this one is, I think it's great. Competition, woo! Competition's great as a low-flying jet flies past my house. Listen to that. There you go. Meanwhile, computer hardware news. Most of us don't think of hooking up a new piece of computer hardware to try or messing around with a new piece of software or service. However, that is not the case for folks like Stephen Hawking, whose degenerative motor neuron disease has left the computer mounted to his wheelchair as his only means of communication. It's several reasons why you should be very impressed to see how Intel and SwiftKey have worked together to provide Hawking with an upgraded system that dramatically increases his ability to communicate effectively. Until very recently, the setup rather, strapped to Hawking's chair was an antique just by just every standard out there. It was still in use because it worked, and because change in this situation has to be flawless and able to be acceptable. After 3 years of testing and evaluation, Intel has upgraded Hawking to a Livono 2 times by 230 tablet running Windows 7 Professional, loaded with a custom version of SwiftKey virtual keyboard and the new assistive content aware toolkit. This toolkit includes facial tracking features that allow Hawking to move his eyebrows as confirmation for on-screen activities, and includes an IR sensor for his glasses or on his glasses that can be used to navigate content on the screen. The end result of these changes in a dramatic reduction in the time it takes for Hawking to complete basic tasks, where things like opening a file used to take upwards of 10 minutes in several cases, has been reduced by a factor of 10. Typing out sentences have been improved by 20% as well, due to SwiftKey's ability to record your previous keystrokes and use them to predict what you're going to say next. This is especially effective for someone like Hawking, whose day-to-day conversations often include complicated interstellar constructs that are very easy for SwiftKey to predict in context. Ha ha, very funny. Again, another confidential sentence. But, again, speaking of confidential things, no one likes to go out there and say, actually, everyone loves to go out there and say how much they love Girl Guide cookies. Am I wrong? We all love cookies. But, they've made it really, really easy by launching something called Digital Cookie. The majority, or as I wrote here, he majority of 112 Girl Scout councils nationwide, as in America, are participating in the Digital Cookie 2014-2015 season. Cookie season. More expected to join at the end of 2015 when Digital Cookie 2.0 will be ready. Yeah, because they have to work out all the bugs from the digital cookie. It'll start nationally in January of 2015, as in America. I should really keep saying that. Individual Girl Scouts can have their own cookie website. Customers can gain access to it if the Girl Scout sends them an emailed invitation. No identifying information about the Girl Scout will be publicly visible. This makes things safer for the girls. I want that sentence to be a clip. Who control which customers they work with. It is also possible to purchase cookies through the official Girl Scout Cookie Finder app. One of the coolest things about this new program is it allows people to buy Girl Scout cookies from any Girl Scout who markets her business to them. In other words, you can buy cookies from your niece or granddaughter, who is a Girl Scout and who lives across the country from you. These cookies are shipped directly to your door or to your preferred shipping address. Obviously, the cookie sales are a fundraiser, and the sales are very useful to teach important lessons. The process of selling cookies teaches girls five essential skills. Here they are. Oh, actually, I've included a sixth one, but we'll get there. Goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. And my sixth one is how to put cocaine in your rum biscuits. Just kidding. Being confidential. Digital Cookie will extend girls' knowledge and hand-on experience with online marketing, app use, web confident customization, and e-commerce or website confidentiality. In sad news, Microsoft will no longer offer Clipper. Oh, as an alternative, the company is pointing users to use Bing images instead, which is fine because that's what everyone's doing anyway. But except for the Bing part, I don't think anyone uses Bing. For years, Microsoft's Clipart Gallery was a great way to get images of finding some quick art, Illustrator, Word document, or PowerPoint presentation was difficult. The internet has all but eliminated the need for the software to ship as a with bundled stock art. And indeed, Microsoft has already migrated its collection of clip art to an online portal anyway. But alas, most people weren't even bothering with the portal anymore, according to Microsoft. In all likelihood, most were turning to Google Images, so it makes sense for Microsoft to at least try, however hopelessly, to get people to use its own portal instead. Microsoft, for some reason, took down its announcement, but we have a version, so don't fear. In the event you would still want to insert clipart into a Word document, if for whatever reason, Microsoft provides detailed instructions on how to get images from the internet without breaking the law. Basically, make sure that the images you use have a Creative Commons license or otherwise labeled for reuse. Yeah, I'm kind of sad that clipart's going away. I actually liked clipart. I used clipart for some of my assessment papers, not at a higher level, but at a more so a lower level than anything else, because that's what you do. It's clip art. That's exactly what you do. I mean, clip art's clip art. Yeah. And a world without clip art is going to be a hell of a lot weirder. But you know what's going to be weirder? A world with a mobile Game Boy. What? NeoGAF, a member of RUSTI, has found a Nintendo patent that the United States Patent and Trademark Office has just made public. It allows for Game Boy emulation, in parentheses, the ability for one program or device to emulate another on other hardware. most notably mobile phones or mobile devices. The patent also allows for emulation on the seat back displays of aeroplanes, trains, or even the modern PDA. PDAs still exist, okay. Game Boy emulators have been around for years now. The most popular Game Boy Advanced emulator, Visual Boy Advance, has been around since 2004. They have also been on handheld devices too. They were available on devices like the Palm Trio, a PDA from the mid 2000s. Now, Game Boy emulators can be found all over the Google Play Store and Windows Phone Marketplace. At the same time, they were available for Apple's iPhone, but Apple has since removed them. It is still possible to install an emulator on your iPhone, but that would require you to jailbreak it and go through a whole bunch of loopholes. So have fun with that. Either way, Nintendo has been pretty aware of Game Boy emulation on other platforms, as detailed in the patent filing. So there you go. I really, really want. I really, really, really want to have Game Boy on my phone. That's something I really, really want. And that, folks, is a look at the headlines. And let's take a bit of a break here. Take a little bit of a chill pill and tell you more on how you can help the show. As you are aware, we are a part of the Geek.io podcast network. So you can help us out that way by finding the list of companies and ways you can help the show by going to geek-io.com/support. And you can help us out by choosing the particular company that you want to choose, or you can go directly to our Patreon site at patreon.com/geek.io. We have some very, very cool stretch goals, and I really want to get. I really, really. I don't know why I'm saying that a lot. I really want to get to the new show. I really, really want that. And I really, really want Geek.io Watches to come back. Hi, CJ, if you're listening. Yes, patreon.com/geek.io or geek-io.com/support if you want to buy some awesome cool things from particular companies that help Geek.io, including ProXPM, Geek20 at checkout, proud founding members of Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, by the way. So yeah, that's you can do that. Alrighty, let's talk elevators because elevators are fun to talk about. Yeah. Thrus and Crypt, a famous elevator company, has decided a German firm, sorry. Has decided to revolutionize the way that elevators work. And I found this really, really cool. I'm gonna watch the video as well. I'm gonna mute it so it doesn't go onto the recording. Really, really cool way that elevators run. So elevators are virtually are absolutely vital in tall buildings, but they have limits. They can only move so quickly, but they can't usually move sideways to fetch you from a far side of a building. Both of these problems could be solved at once if the German firm Thrinkrip has its way. Its new multi-elevated ditch cables in favor of magnetic linear motor technology used in MAGEV trains to move horizontally and vertically, letting them service very wide and unusually shaped buildings. They can operate in loops and aren't limited by heights either. It's so easy to put multiple elevators cars in one shaft. You'd ideally never wait longer than 30 seconds for a lift, and space-saving design lets its building operators offer more, at least larger apartments and offices. Multi isn't the first cable-free horizontal elevator. Imagine Motion already has a system. It's used on its onboard an aircraft carrier for delivering weapons. However, this may be the first you'll ever actually get to use it. Thrust and Crip plans real-world tests for the elevator in a trial tower in around 2016, and the hardware is intended for civilian buildings if it all goes well. You won't have to spend ages waiting to get to your attendant floor in the future, even if it's at the very top of the skyscraper. This looks fan-freaking-tastic. I cannot wait to see this in action. It looks so cool. You guys need to check out the video. It's the first rope-free elevator. It's so cool because there are multiple cars going around the building. It is so cool. And it definitely need to check this out. And I thought it was a really cool thing to put up on the show because it just looks so cool. But 2016, that's a fair ways off yet, but that's too far. I mean, we're in December of 2014, so it's not too far. And this technology is just great that it can run off, to say, yeah, magnetic linear motor. So magnets powering elevators, dude. That's just, you have to be taken away by that and just go, ah, the world is good. The world is mine, the world is good. Let's go with that. Okay, so that was pretty cool. There wasn't really much else going on other than headline stuff to kind of dig in about, so I thought I'd bring that to the table, and you should check out the link in the show notes for more on that. We're pretty much on time, despite starting late. Let's wrap this pony show up, shall we? It was fun. Chefwonder.squarespace.com/GLS, geek-io.com/GLS. You can view the Google Plus page where this live video will be posted at gplus.to/genericliveshow, youtube.com/genericliveshow, and the Patreon again is patreon.com/geekio. As I queue up the intro music very quietly. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and we will see you again next time. Next week, in fact, next Wednesday night. Bye bye.
Listening to a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. To find out more about this and other shows, visit chefwonder.squarespace.com. Hope you like 2014.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
If you love bad movies, then you'll love Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. Join Dale Campbell as he delivers another bad movie on a platter for you to enjoy. Movies have included Catwoman, The Room, Red Dawn, and more. Every single Tuesday, right here on the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. And on the Geek.io Masterfeed, every single Tuesday, right here. The Geek.io and Chef Wonder Podcast Networks.